So let me just say this. WHCL FM, Clinton, New York.
Wants me to change my name. I know a man in Bammy who calls me Little Dove, but none of them ain't in it when it comes to making love. 'Cause my old daddy's got a brand new way to so easy to handle, not another man holds a candle. My old daddy has set a pace, can't no other man take his place. My old daddy's got a brand new way to walk. My well, he makes more love than he's ever made. He thinks I'm the leader of a big parade. My old daddy's got a brand new way to
Catherine Russell, and she's going to be in Syracuse tomorrow night at the Palace Theater. Yes. So, I don't know if you can get tickets now or you can just show up or whatever, but she's good, isn't she? Her father, by the way, Louis Russell, we've been playing some of his stuff tonight, too. He was all right, too. A lot of talent in that family. So, that was from Sentimental Streak, which came out last year, 2008. My old daddy's got a brand new way to love. Catherine Russell. Yes, CatherineRussell.net. Check it out. It's linked on my Radiola blog. You'll scroll down and find it. Please do. And before that, West End Jazz Band, Hot Mustard. Fletcher Henderson tune. Kind of, I don't know if he wrote it, but we played it. And Mike Beeson of the West End Jazz Band, he rearranged it for that group of six musicians and made it sound just wonderful. And that CD, by the way, has a lot of great Fletcher Henderson material on it, which I urge you to listen to. Buy it. Go to Amazon and buy it. I got a link there, too. I'm full of links tonight. I'm gone link crazy here on Radio. I'm Andy Senior. And here's speaking of the Russell family, here's Louis. Louis Russell and his orchestra. Again, 1931. You rascal, you. Thank you.
will you be? I'll be glad when you did to run to you. You ask my wife for me, you rescue you. You ask my wife for me, you rescue you. You ask my wife for me, something else you tried to steal. I'll be glad when you did to run to you. I bet you all that fall you rescue you. I bet you all that fall you rescue you. I bet you all that fall, try to get you as it all. I'll be glad when you did your rest of you. I'll be glad when you did your rest of you. I'll be glad when you did your rest of you. When you didn't pick me teeth, no more chicken will you eat. I'll be glad when you did your rest of you. Thank you.
starts with bows.
Everybody knows Miss Hannah I'm speaking of. Does she have a frown? Say no, she's a talk of all the town. Men all gather round Miss Hannah. Now is she lovely? Boy, I mean, all other girls in town go and see. Does she have a style? Boy, what a smile. Men would walk a mile for Hannah.
That was McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Oh, that was one of their best sides ever. And you heard Coleman Hawkins in there, and just a wild, amazing band that they had there in 29. Don Redman on the vocal with Miss Hannah. That's you can't beat that. You really can't. It's hard to imagine it. Before that, Sonny Clay and his orchestra, West Coast group from 1928, Devil's Serenade. No, we're not promoting that. We're just, it's just a reference. It's just a literary reference, so, you're safe. And we began with Lewis Russell and his orchestra, Henry Red Allen on the vocal and on the trumpet. You Rascal, You, 1931. And that is, Lewis Russell is getting some notoriety, in some ways. There's a commercial being played locally that features the lyrics of The New Call of the Freaks, which I found astonishing. It's flooring me. It's like having something from, I don't know. You just wouldn't imagine anyone would know about this music, yet people do. And it's not an exclusive group, and it shouldn't be. But I just find it quite refreshing that people aren't just referring to things that happened within the past 15 minutes. New Call of the Freaks is a great record, but it was basically the line about stick out your cans, here comes the garbage man. But that's, it was, of course, a waste removal company or something. And they couldn't have done better than that. They really couldn't. But that's, what can you say? That music will live if we keep it alive. But it's going to live anyway because it's just so darn good. It's going to live a long time. And I hope I live a long time to see it live a long time. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. We're going to continue now with Nora Bays. And this was a sad period in our history, believe me, I'll tell you that. 1919. This is mournful, so get out your Kleenexes and handkerchiefs and other absorbent tissues. Prohibition Blues.
Make you frown, man, said a gal to her man, so miserable. You look so winning when you is grinning with all your gold teeth visible. But lately you've been threatening to bust right out and cry. Does your dog fret you? What has upset you? Then he made his reply. I've had
I wandered around
wonderful you had to be you.
The Asterites, which is not a, you know, they weren't like roaming, they weren't roaming the desert in biblical times. That was actually Fred Rich and his Hotel Aster Orchestra, and Me and My Shadow, Charles Hart vocal, 1927. It sounded like there was a little Jovanotti in there, because essentially Freddie Rich had all the really good musicians in New York in his band at different times, and occasionally you hear them on his other recordings on Columbia and OK and all these other group things he did, and the Electric recordings. But that's a nice, sprightly, hot dance version of that tune, I have to say. Before that, the definitive version of it had to be you, as far as I'm concerned, and probably a few other people. 1924, Marion Harris with Phil Ohman on the piano. And just, boy, there were just so many songs that she did that were so good. You know, how can you top that right out of the box? Just amazing. Beginning with Nora Bay's Prohibition Blues, 1919. And that was deeply sad. I'm weeping now. But that was just delightful stuff. This is Radiola, by the way, and I hope this is delightful stuff for you, because I'm enjoying it immensely. A lot of fun music tonight, a lot of good jazz, a lot of good hot dance, vocals. It's it's a good mixture of stuff. And I'm just, I'm Andy Senior, listening to just my own music, just having a blast here at WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. So now, since I mentioned Fletcher Henderson earlier, with a modern and very, very skillful adaptation of a Fletcher Henderson chart, here's Fletcher, pre-Lewis, before Lewis got in his man, in 1924. Here's Fletcher This is good. There's this you'll hear Coleman Hawkins on the bass sax in here, and he does pretty well. It wasn't, you know, a lot of people put down the early Henderson stuff, but you know, I kind of like some of it. I don't try to get through it just to get to the Lewis solos. I like this thing. I Can't Get the One I Want. That's from 1924.
Thank you.
And that was Cecil Scott and his Bright Boys. And they sounded pretty bright to me. Great band. One of those Harlem bands. Really, really good music there. And that goes out to Homer Simpson. That was Springfield Stomp from 1929. So I hope Homer's listening tonight. Before that, the Dixie Serenaders. This was a band that included Sonny Clay, and this is from 1931. Cho King. I don't know if that's sort of like a joke or something. I would have nobody sound like they were choking. It sounded pretty good. They played their solos all right. Very, very good stuff there. Beginning with Banner 78, a bit crunchy, but still quite listenable. Fletcher Henderson with I Can't Get the One I Want, 1924. You heard Coleman Hawkins there on the bass sax. And that wasn't bad. Everybody said, Louis Armstrong came in there and changed everything. Sure he did, but it wasn't. Those guys had talent. They had talent before that. I think the influence of Louis Armstrong was Salubrious, but that's not to say they weren't. They weren't already pretty good. And this is Radiola. Thanks for listening tonight. I appreciate it. And streaming. It's great to have streamers again. I felt like I was streaming into the void, but it's good to get that somewhat straightened out. I'll just have to remind people about the PLS files, and on WHCL.org, of course. So let's take it down about six notches here. And this song was recorded much later on, about 30 years later on, you might say, by another artist who shall remain nameless, although you will know immediately who it is. But I like Henry Burr's version. I think he was a better singer than the other one. But now I'm going to get hate mail. But you notice I'm not mentioning the other one. So ostensibly the people who would know they I'm trying to dance around this. No, I like Henry's version better than that of the King. But as far as I'm concerned, Henry Burr was the King. And the CD was the King of Pop on the Archaeophone, so there. Put that in your corn cob pipe and smoke it. Are You Lonesome Tonight? From 1927.
Tonight I'm downhearted. For though we have parted, I love you and I always will. And while I'm so lonely, I'm writing you only to see if you care for me still. Are you lonesome tonight? You miss me tonight. Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare. Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you
thank you.
love it. And I'd love it if all music sounded that good, particularly the music played by the individuals who drive down my street constantly to create a force field of sound. They should be playing McKinney's Cotton Pickers. That was I'd Love It from 1929. You heard Benny Carter in there on alto, and a little bit of Fats Waller on piano, and Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax. What a band. It was basically a pickup band because I think the real McKinney's group was on the road. So they picked all the great New York guys for some of these recording sessions, and they're just marvelous recordings that will never be equaled in the history of the future history of music. Can't do it. Abe Lyman before that and his California Orchestra, the New St. Louis Blues, 1926. Yeah, that's hot stuff. And Henry Burr, Are You Lonesome Tonight? And no recitative in there. That's what I appreciate. 1927, you know, recitative in there. Just no, that bit there. I don't like that. You know, the music speaks for itself. And I should let the music speak for itself. So I'm Andy Senior, and I speak for the music of plenty. This is Radiola every Friday night at 8 p.m. here on WHCL FM in Clinton, New York, 88.7, WHCL.org. Thanks so much for streaming tonight. I appreciate that it works. Yes, I do. Here's Bert Ambrose again. If you'll stick around for a few more minutes. Bert Ambrose and his orchestra, Sam Brown, 1934. And this is how I felt earlier today. I'm coming out of it, though. Lost in a fog.
At sea, I'm just lost in a fog. My mind is hazy, my thoughts are blue. Guess I'll always be kind of lost in a fog without you. Waiting night and day like a bump on a log. I'm going crazy. What can I do? Help me find my way, 'cause I'm lost in a fog without you. For it was sunny every day, the sky was fair above, but you took the light away the day took your love. Only fools like me could be tossed in a fog. I've got a heartache I never knew. Guess I'll always be kind of lost in a fog without you.
Yeah, that was Joe Venuti and his New Yorkers. You had Betty Lang in there, of course. I think they were joined at the hip, thank goodness, for the 20s. That was just great stuff. Tain't so, honey, tain't so. And that's what I've been telling people today. It was such a nice day. Before that, Ambrose, Bert Ambrose and his orchestra, Sam Brown his vocal, describing my mental state lately, lost in a fog. Well, it's spring fever, ain't it? 1934, that was. I'm Andy Senior. You've been listening to Radiola for 2 hours or however long you've been on, and I appreciate that deeply. I'll be on next week, 8 p.m. here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. Tomorrow night, listen to Mark Fuller in Retro Radio at 8 p.m. Great program. Also, if you're so inclined, check out the links on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Get all my playlists. Also, you get lots of goodies, such as... Forward Into the Past with Randy Bryan, The Big Broadcast with Rich Kennedy, all those shows stream. Keep this music on the radio. I'll see you next week. And here's my farewell to you. Fitting. Next week will be an anniversary playlist. So you know what to look forward to. But here's Abe Lyman and Farewell Blues, 1932. WHCL FM, Clinton, New York.